the camera guy's there, so Mantracker can surely see the camera guy, and that throws him off, doesn't it, or helps him out?
First of all, the camera guys are world-class athletes. Lawrence is the course designer. He's the guy that actually goes in there weeks before and designs the actual chase route. And he coincidentally is getting nominated next week for a Gemini Award for his camera work. But he used to compete in 5-day races, 2 hours sleep a night. The guy is just like a machine. You cannot slow him down, and you can't see these guys. They're in full camo. They're true professionals. They really know how to play the game properly, and their job is to not give away your position.
Mike, this is something, obviously, you don't do this on a whim. You guys obviously have some experience going into this. What made you think you wanted to apply for the show?
You know what? It just came out. We're having dinner with the wives out at Pat and Mario's, and Rob and I are fans of the show, and we're just discussing it, and my wife, Lori Hayes, she says, well, why don't you guys try it? Why don't you guys do it? And we went, well, what's the chance? What's the possibility of getting on the show? It must be slim. Well, why don't you try it? So she was kind of like the needle, kind of just pushing us, and we made the application. Rob made the 3-minute video, and we submitted it, and Rob got a phone call a few weeks later, and that was it. It was unbelievable.
Now explain the choices. It's different locations each time.
Yeah, Mantracker, the show is all about changing locations in Canada and the U.S., and they don't reveal the location until 2 days before they fly you out. They told us that we will be in a western state, and that's all.
Utah was your location, right? I picture rocks and not a lot of places to hide.
Yeah, Utah was where we were. Cedar Mountain Plateau. It's absolutely jaw-dropping amazing. The scenery was stunning. The heights were dizzying. And it just made the whole experience really that much more because we had never been in that kind of a location. So it was absolutely amazing.
Are there any trees there?
Some trees. A lot of cedars. The canyons. And the boulders were the size of school buses, so a much grander scale. We were literally, and a few times, pinned against the canyon edges. And, you know, I'm not going to give away too much because you got to watch the show, but there were moments where we were pinned on the edge of these canyons at the top of the plateau, literally a mile high. It was just absolutely amazing. I'd never been in such a location.
Okay, dumb question from somebody that doesn't know. How the heck do you practice for this thing? Do you just go out in the bush and say, okay, honey, we're going to go out. Can you come look for us in about 12 hours? Or
You know what? Running is the basic plan for it. I mean, do a lot of running, get your cardio up, get into the bush and do some orienteering with the compass. Rob and I did that. We had rocks in our pack sack just to simulate weight. Again, when we got the notice to go on the show, we only had a few weeks to prep for it. So we said, let's go out. Let's try to diet a little bit. Let's shed some weight and let's go out there and run. And basically that was it. And try to stay positive on saying, okay, we got 3 weeks. We don't got 6 months. Let's try to jam everything that we can together. And that's basically the way we did it.
Now, as a firefighter, Mike, you've already got that physical fitness aspect of it as well. Rob, being a photographer, we know they don't really work. So, I mean, you would have the advantage there.
Yeah, you got that right. I thought that, but Rob surprised me. You know, he's in great shape. I don't know if you know this, but Rob teaches a cardio kick here in Sudbury, and apparently he just gives her right to the end. So, yeah, he was running out there side by side with me, and I didn't have to wait for him too much, you know. So,
one of the ways I knew these guys were up for this was at Rob's studio. I saw the video for this. My first comment was, you guys are going to get a call because it was really good. They were naturals. They were athletic. They showed them running, and I thought, these guys got to get a call back. You can see the video now on your website, correct?
Yeah. Well, if you go to westmountphotography.com, the video that we submitted to Mantracker, which, by the way, is very key to their application process, they want to see you on video. So they don't always want people who are necessarily young and super athletes. You know, I am the oldest guy they've ever had on the show. I'm 52 years old, and that was sort of a concern for them, but they kind of want you to be in somewhat good shape. They loved our interaction, our interplay, and that was really something that really worked to our advantage to get on the show. So
now we have some videos, some Zumba videos when Rich and I were getting... What, you're laughing? No, we had the young lady come in and teach a Zumba, so we could probably send something like that off, and how could they turn us down?
You know what? You never know. That's what we were talking about it. You never know what's going to happen. We thought, well, what are we going to do for a video? Are we going to do this running, do this thing? And Rob came up with this idea. Let's just be candid in front of the camera. And on our second take was good. Our first one was my wife was looking at it saying, boring. So we switched the whole thing up, and second time we nailed it.
You don't know exactly when it's going to be on. Did they give you a ballpark time at all when it will be on?
They said it's going to be on in a year. Hopefully we'll get access to the DVD. They told us that that's a possibility so that we can have a viewing without commercials. And what we hope to do is have a Sudbury viewing, have everybody come out. We're going to have a fundraiser for a good cause and kind of tie it in with something like that. I do want to mention one thing, too, just kind of like if I can brag for a second. The producer of the show, the guy who started the show, he told us after it was all over, he says he's done 59 chases to date, and he said he loved our whole episode and that we were in the top five. So he was really, really excited with the way the whole event turned out. Something to look forward to. So we're hoping to announce to everybody in about a year from now, next fall of 2011, when we're going to have the viewing for that. We'll let everybody know more as events develop.
Did you win?
Can't say.
Can't tell you. Can't tell you.
You got to wait a year.
They give us a whole bunch of lines to say. If we get asked, if you get tired of one line, give this other line. And the best one is, you know what, wait till you see the show. You'll be glad that you didn't get the answer. The show is much better. And the whole show is based on that. If everybody knew the outcome well, how many people would view it?
We know you didn't die, okay? Because,
there's a few close calls.
We always talked about Survivor, the granddaddy of reality shows. They should do Survivor New Liskeard, Survivor Sudbury. I think it's kind of cool. They're getting guys from Sudbury, tough, edgy, and anywhere in the world, and these guys can handle this. It sounds like it turned out well, but we're going to have to wait. Rob Provance, Mike Lindroos, the show's Man Tracker. Thanks for coming in.